Good morning, I'm Lou Jordan, inviting everybody to join us for the End of Summer Bash. That's coming up on Sunday, September 5th at the Poolside Bar and Grill in Treasure Lake. And today I have the privilege to sit down with the Buffett man himself, Tom Watt. Now, his show is the number one Jimmy Buffett tribute. So, Tom, right off the bat, I have a question for you. How did you get your start in music?
Modern day, or you want my life story?
I'll tell you what, just give us a little bit of your life story. How's that?
Okay, when I was about 5 years old, I was a towhead little boy, and my mother and grandparents were very active in the church, and they got me involved in a Christmas program where I had to stand up and sing a solo. I was 5 years old, and I didn't know how that was going to project toward the future, but it did.
So, Tom, it was your family that helped you find your love for music.
And I wound up spending the rest of my life imitating my mother. She always danced around the kitchen doing chores and cooking and everything, and she sang all the time. And later in life, when I got to high school, I was kind of a wallflower except for my activity with the high school choir. And we had a select quintet that our choral director chose to more or less go on the road. We were on TV a lot, Channel 11. We sang at Johnny Garneau's in Monroeville and country clubs all over the place. And that was the next step.
So, Tom, you started with the church choir and then went to the high school choir. How did you become the Buffett man and the fruitcakes?
The modern day history, how did the Jimmy Buffett show start? Well, it started really with a karaoke club in the early 90s. I didn't want to sing because I hadn't sung in so long. But someone just turned to me and said, Tom, just pick a song that you think you could do and do it well. Well, somewhere in between, I wound up doing programs at a local nursing home. And one of the songs that I sang to them, not knowing that there was a cult following behind Jimmy Buffett, was, of course, Margaritaville. Then from there, it went to our 25th wedding anniversary. We spent celebrating on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. I met the house band one night, and I told them what I was thinking about doing, and that was creating a primarily Jimmy Buffett music show. The next day, they saw me playing volleyball in the swimming pool on the upper deck, and they called me and asked me to come up and sing with the band. So I said, let's sing a song we know we can all do. And so we did Margaritaville. As I was coming off the stage, I was greeted by the ship captain with two CDs in his hand. He said, please sign these, sir, for my wife and my daughter. I said, sir, you don't understand. I'm not who you think I am. His reply was, sir, anonymity is our highest product here. You can be whoever you want to be while you're on this ship. So please sign me.
So time and time again, people actually thought that you were Jimmy Buffett.
And these experiences went on and on and on in various circles, people mistaking me for Jimmy Buffett himself, because at the time we looked so very much alike. He even had his nose broken as a child, the same place I did. So we had that appearance in our profile.
Tom, the last time you were here, now you had a sold-out crowd, and I know, again, the Parrotheads will be out. You have a sell-out crowd again. So are there any new Jimmy Buffett songs that you've added?
Well, absolutely. Everybody wants to hear Volcano, Margaritaville. Come Monday, A Pirate Looks at 40. The top numbers from the album, Songs You Know by Heart. But no one expects to hear We Are the People Our Parents Warned Us About, which has become a favorite among the real Parrotheads. But we present those songs, we present the songs they expect to hear, and a few of the unexpected. We even laughed into Kenny Chesney a little bit, and we always joke with the crowd because eventually, somewhere in the middle of the show, someone wants to hear Cheeseburger in Paradise. And we joke with the crowd. We say, oh, we don't know that song. We will do Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond also during the show.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. We cannot wait to see you at the show.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to be there. I always look forward to meeting new people and getting reacquainted with people that that kind of got lost in the shuffle over the years. We've been doing this 20 years, 22 years now.
And the time just flies by, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I'm 76 years old now. And I thank God every day that I can still sing.
Tom, you know, we can't wait to hear you sing Margaritaville.
Well, I can't wait to be there. Thank you very much for calling.
And that was Tom Watt, the Buffett Man. Make sure you join us for the End of Summer Bash this Sunday, September 5th, at the Poolside Bar and Grill in Treasure Lake. Open to the public. Now you must be 21 years old or older to attend. Tickets, they're available right now at sunny106.fm at $20 per person while supplies last. The End of Summer Bash is being presented by Carol Fultz, Coldwell Banker DevelopAC Realty, with local participation from Cooper Tire and Auto, and a winery at Wilcox. Again, get your tickets while supplies last at sunny106.fm.